Okay. Looks like this is it, doesn't it? Still quite a good turnout. So we're going to do the practice, about half an hour, and then we'll have time to feedback and discuss afterwards, see how we got on with it. I'll lead it through in the six stages, and before we begin, a little bit of a Buddhist text. It's from the Mahavastu. The Exalted One set out. A boatman saw the Exalted One approaching the banks of the Ganges and brought up his boat. The Exalted One stepped on board and said to the boatman, "Besprinkle this boat, O monk. Besprinkled with metta, it will float more lightly for you. Cut out passion and ill will. Thus will you go on to nirvana. Besprinkle this boat, O monk. Besprinkled with compassion, it will float more lightly for you. Cut out passion and ill will. Thus will you go on to nirvana. Besprinkle this boat, O monk. Besprinkled with sympathetic joy, it will float more lightly for you. Cut out passion and ill will. Thus will you go on to nirvana. Besprinkle this boat, O monk. Besprinkled with equanimity, it will float more lightly for you. Cut out passion and ill will. Thus will you go on to nirvana." The monk who abides in love and puts his faith in the teaching of the Buddha will win through to the sphere of calm and blissful release. And the same with the others, compassion and so on. You may have noticed that the Buddha is calling the boatman a monk, and he's not a monk. And the boatman notices this. So, continuing, he talks about a monk quite a lot. That's quite a long one. So the boatman was led by the Exalted One to the state of mastery. When the Exalted One spoke the words, "Besprinkle this boat," every mark of the layman, every badge, every emblem, and every sign disappeared from the boatman's person. He was seen to have the three robes and the sambhaka bowl, his hair in its natural state, and his deportment established, all just like those of a monk who has been ordained 100 years. Such was the initiation of the Venerable Boat One of the Ganges, his ordination and his admission into the order. It's interesting that, isn't it? Then the Exalted One dismissed him. He asked the Exalted One, "Lord, if I am asked by anyone who I am, what am I to say?" The Exalted One replied and said, "Tell him that you are a recluse, a Brahman, one who is proficient in knowledge, one who has crossed, one who has reached the farther shore." It's interesting that, because he didn't ask for ordination, the Buddha just ordained him. But that's a lovely phrase, isn't it? Besprinkle this boat. Besprinkled with compassion, it will float more lightly for you. Cut out passion and ill will, and thus will you go on to nirvana. So these practices are also very helpful for us to grow spiritually as human beings as well, as individuals. So the Karuna Bhavana. Firstly, getting as comfortable as you can be. Everyone's sitting up, that's okay. So sitting upright in a dignified posture. And we begin the Karuna Bhavana in exactly the same way we begin the Metta Bhavana. So just beginning to get in touch with yourself to begin with, your body. your breath. Noticing how you are, your mental state, your emotional state, just noticing. Don't need to do anything about them. If you're not feeling too great, if you're feeling a bit low, then you don't need to try and make yourself feel happier. Just be as you are, with a sense of kindness towards yourself. So, opening up to your own goodwill towards yourself in whatever way works best for you. If you find that right now you're unable to contact your metta, you don't need to worry too much about that. It will be there. Sometimes we can't always directly contact it. We just need to keep going. Maybe feeling compassion for ourselves if we are unable to contact metta. And as we go through the other stages of this practice, if you begin to feel overwhelmed, you can always come back to self and metta. It's always what we do, come back to self-metta. Second stage, we call to mind someone we know who is suffering at the moment. So it doesn't have to be a friend. That comes in the next stage, just someone you know. So we're bringing our metta into contact with suffering. And if you can bring to this stage a sense of curiosity, a sense of questioning, what happens when I do that? Do I resist? Do I want to turn away? Do I become agitated? Do I become anxious? Do I want to make everything okay? Just noticing without judging your responses or reactions, just noticing, and continue to try to hold that person in your mind and stay in touch with metta. So let that person fade now for the time being. Come back to yourself. Rest. And now we think of a friend. We bring them to mind. And we reflect that they suffer in some ways. Perhaps you know in what ways they suffer. If you do, you can bring those ways to mind. And just notice the effect that has on you. we continue to try to approach our friend with metta. In similar ways, you could use the usual ways, may they be well, may they be happy. But you're particularly aware of their suffering as you do this. Let your friend go now for a short while. Let go of all effort. Notice how you are. You may need to adjust your posture. And just notice how much effort you're making. Are you making the appropriate effort, or are you trying too hard perhaps? Or are you just drifting around? So now we come to the neutral person. You think of someone you neither like nor dislike. Bring metta towards that person. Wish them well. And then you reflect that they suffer in some ways, perhaps many ways. We know they suffer because they're human and all humans suffer. We know that. Again, just noticing how you respond to this fact of their suffering. What do you do? Do you shrink back? Perhaps you just don't care. You don't know them very well, so who cares? Just trying to notice how you respond non-judgmentally, just being aware. Letting the neutral person go for a while. Now thinking of a person you find difficult. Perhaps a person you dislike, perhaps an enemy. We try to bring metta towards this enemy or the person we dislike. And we reflect on their suffering. Noticing our response or responses. Now we bring all five people together. Self, the suffering person, friend, neutral person, and difficult person. We try to have a sense of metta towards all five, and a sense of each person suffering. And we try to equalize our metta, our karuna, towards all five. One way of doing this is to reflect that we're all growing old. we're all subject to aging, to illness. And to death. In a sense, we're all caught in a trap. And then we broaden our awareness to include everyone here in this room. The people above us, on the floor above. People all around us in central Manchester, all of whom suffer in their own various ways. The whole world. People being born, people dying, people being ill, people who are subject to violence and oppression and starvation and drought.